is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. It is 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it. Jesus.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
For truly it is good to be found in the house of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord found in the gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Very familiar passage of scripture. But we don't want to let the familiarity of Scripture rob us of what God wants to say through the text this morning.
Amen.
We're going to ask Lady Thomas to give us our assignment on this morning. She's going to help us. She's going to read for us.
Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter, the 19th through the 25th verse. Those that's able to stand, let us stand for the reverence and respect of the reading of God's word.
Amen.
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 Amen. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. 22. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. 23. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. 24. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and seeing Lazarus that lay dip and tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. 25. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God, most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We confess all of us have sinned and fall short of your glory. We repent of all of our sins in the name of Jesus. And we pray now that you forgive us of all of our sins. Create within us a clean heart and renew within us the right spirit. Now, God, we ask that you hide us behind thine cross. We pray you speak to your servant, through your servant, and for your servant, that your servant may speak to your people. Help us, Lord, to hear this word today. And once we have heard it, help us to apply it to our lives and tell somebody else about the goodness of Jesus.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we certainly give honor to our God.
Yes.
To his son, Jesus, who is the Christ.
Yes.
Certainly thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for our pastor. presence of Daryl Sampson. Give God a hand clap of praise for our time. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our pastor. He's been on the wall at this church for 34, 35 years. That's a long time. And you ought not take it lightly. Because with his gift, amen, he could have been in Atlanta, in Houston, Texas, anywhere, in any church, would be glad to have the gift in the presence and person of Daryl Sampson. So we thank God for him. In that 25th verse of that 16th chapter, I want you to look at that last clause. It says, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. For a little while I want to talk about, be careful how you mistreat Lazarus. Amen. First of all, we can't mistreat Lazarus and feel that you and I will get a just reward.
All right.
This story really shows us of those who have and those who don't have. Are y'all with me?
All right.
It's plenty of people in life that work and worry their fingers to the bone on trying to get rich. But can I tell us, all of those riches is only what we do for Christ with those riches that will last.
Yeah, all right, all right.
The rich man died, and the beggar died. One went in one direction,
all right,
and one went in the other direction. We cannot mistreat Lazarus. And you say, well, preacher, who is Lazarus? We are Lazarus. Whenever we are in need, Jesus wrote this parable to us to show us a man called Lazarus. He was in need and he was overlooked. And so when we are in need and when someone else is in need and they overlook us and we overlook them, then we all are Lazarus. Are y'all with me here? And Jesus do not want us to overlook nobody. Because we cannot be a part of his body and don't care for the other parts. In other words, when I hurt, you are hurt. When you hurt, I am hurt. And if we have the wherewithal within us to reach our hand down to help one another, that's exactly what we should do. Come on, tell your neighbor, be careful how you mistreat Lazarus. Well, a lot of us talking about walking the golden streets of heaven when we have not learned how to walk these paved streets down here. Amen. We have to love our brothers and our sisters. We have to help one another. We have to point people to Jesus. And then we have to look out for the less fortunate. Are y'all with me here? It's a dangerous thing, New Jerusalem, when people are in need and we simply will not help them. Well, I got Bible. That's all I am. I'm a Bible preacher, so I got Bible in the back of my statement. When God says, in Proverbs chapter 3 and 28, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give it when thou hast it by thee. You know you got it in your pocket.
Yes.
Amen. Acting like you don't have it when you see Lazarus on the street begging on the corner. When you see Lazarus hungry, the Bible just told us not to tell them, I'm going to go and you go and come back, and when I have it by thee, I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When we're able to help Lazarus out, we should help him out. That's right, Lady Thomas, right then.
All right.
Because tomorrow is not promised for none of us.
All right.
You might have a whole lot of riches today,
And when you die, amen, those riches not going to do you and I any good. But Jesus watching us, he is taking notes. What we do with what we have. Are y'all with me here? And so now, we have to, amen, look out for Lazarus. We simply have to help people that are down. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And so in our text, we are in the Gospel of Luke. And Luke is one of my favorite writers. Because Luke is like you and I. He never met Jesus. But he heard about the wonderful, miraculous signs and wonders and miracles that Jesus done. Are y'all with me? He heard about what Jesus done through the other disciples and apostles. And so we have Luke's writings. And Luke wrote to us the gospel according to Luke and also the book of Acts. And Luke also was a doctor. And so this parable is really about where our hearts are at. Are y'all with me here? And as we look at this story here in this 16th chapter, amen, of the Gospel of Luke, we see here, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we had this rich man. And this rich man, the Bible said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. Now, he had it going on, in other words. He had comfortability. He was very comfortable. He was well endowed with riches. It's nothing that he wanted that he could not get, gain, or touch. Are y'all with me? But we have to be careful with that because, amen, I've never seen a U-Haul, amen, going to the grave with a lot of money so you can take it with you. We have to be very careful with that because it's only what we do for Christ that will last. Now, this rich man was not given a name. But in Latin, the rich man in this context of the text, I'm just teaching now, is called Dives in Latin. Clearly, he did not use his wealth to make friends in the everlasting habitations. And so all he was concerned about was his comfortability and him being in comfort and getting what he wanted. He was not concerned about nobody else but me and I. And so here, the rich man, amen, is letting us know today that we all have to leave here. Amen. And we all have to go one way or another. Are y'all with me here? And so I'm going to pause right there because I was talking to Pastor Sampson in the study. And we thank God for Black history, because this is Black History Month. We thank God for our ancestors. We thank God for the civil rights activists and all of those who paved the way for you and I. And as Black history comes to mind, amen, and this message, Dr. King, he fought to dismantle the rich, mistreating the poor, and racial systemic barriers that blocked us from having equality and justice. And so now that made it the rich richer and the poor poor. And that's what Dr. King fought for. I have a good report and I have a sad report. Amen. The sad report is we have come a mighty long way. We're living in houses that the mother folks live in. We drive in cars that the mother folks drive in. We traveling while the mother folks traveling. We doing all the wonderful things because of Dr. King at Rosa Parks. A black woman who decided not to get up on the bus and leave her seat and give it to a white man and go to the back. We thank God for Black History Month. But the sad report is we're going to have to do better. Because as I gaze through history, amen, and look at civil rights, yes, we have come a long way. Yes, we have done great things. But we need to still be helpers of one another. We cannot get together for January Dr. King programs and the parades. In February, the Black History programs. And leave it there. And then go right back to say, well, child, she got to go and depend on God. I got mine. Let her get her. But what was the reason for all of these civil rights activists getting dog sicked on them in Alabama? What a whole shot on them. What was the reason? That's the question in our mind. For them to go through all of that. Last time I checked, amen, my skin is black. And as I gaze the congregation all around me, your skin is black. So that have not changed. Back then, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, their hearts were intertwined. They had the same love and compassion. And wanted the black African-American race to come up from where we were. Uh-huh. And now we up. And now we need to keep that same love. Amen. They had back then, right now.
All right.
Amen. All right. We need to quit killing one another.
Yeah.
Physically. Yeah. And then we need to stop killing one another spiritually. Yeah. We need to keep our mouths of our brown and black sisters and brothers who are African Americans. The old folk used to say, if you don't have nothing to say, that's good. Shut up your mouth. Don't say nothing at all. Amen. And so now, I thought I'd stick that in there because it is Black History Month. Back to the text. And so, a certain man, remember I told us, when Jesus said, it's a certain man, you can have 500,000 degrees. You're not going to find, because that's what Jesus said.
Right.
It was a certain man. We don't know from study and research who he was. But the context of the text in Latin, his name was Davies.
Right.
That meant rich man. Amen. And so now he did not use his wealth to make friends or help nobody. Shame on him. And shame on us if we don't help our brothers and our sisters who are in need. 20. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. I got to deal with that. Full of sores. Full of sores, full of sores. The Greek word is elkohu, sores. That means to be ulcerated.
Yes, Lord.
Now, the reason why Luke lets us know about his condition, now come on, New Jerusalem, because Luke was a what?
Doctor.
All right. You won't find that nowhere else, but Luke knew he had ulcerated sores. He had ulcers. That's what he had. And that's why Luke brought this out to let us know his medical condition. Because Luke was a physician. And he was suffering. And he was a beggar. Not only was he suffering, but he had to beg for what he wanted. He had to beg to eat. He had to beg for this. He had to beg for that. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Come on, Bishop.
I done been through a lot of places. I done been through a lot of things. But I'm not that tough. Amen. Where it don't touch my heart to the core to see somebody in need. I got a little fuzz in my pocket and I can reach out and help somebody.
Come on,
I'm not that much man. Matter of fact, if we do that, thank you, Holy Ghost, we less of a man or less of a woman if we can walk by people and don't help them when they're in need. Amen. And we know we got it. And so we need to be careful. Amen. How we treat ourselves. And it's a good place to drop my testimony in. It was. He gone on be with the Lord. It was a pastor in Alexandria. He used to drive city buses. Amen. When I lost everything I had, I used to catch the bus to go where I had to go. Other preachers and pastors was laughing. Amen. But he kept on encouraging me every time I got on the bus. And finally, when the Lord raised me up, every time I would go out to speak, I would keep that pastor in the back of the congregation would come support me to speak. You see, he wasn't just a pastor by title, but he was a pastor encouraging a young preacher that was struggling back then to get where I'm at now. I don't believe y'all hear me. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. And so now you have to help people. If you want the position and the title, it comes with the work. If you're not going to work in the position or the title, then leave it where it's at. But there's not only work in the kingdom of God, but there is physical work in the natural world. Amen. And so here, Lazarus, he was a beggar. And his name was Lazarus. And it's funny how Jesus gave another man named Lazarus, which was Martha and Mary's brother in John 11:1-44. You'll find that. But this Lazarus here was not given. We don't know who he was or much about him. Jesus just called him Lazarus. And that is to depict to you and I that he was in a pitiful condition. And so in 21, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Yes, now, he was desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And the dogs came and comforted Lazarus. The dogs came and licked his sores, trying to bring comfort to this man that had ulcers. Skin was open from his pitiful begging condition. And he would not even try to do nothing or give the rich man no food. And so it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels in the Abram's bosom. All right. And the rich man also died and was buried. Yes. Now, the circumstance reversed after both men died. All right. Abraham's bosom was a place of blessedness beyond the grave. Yes. Amen. And so now, the Bible says, and Lazarus died, and the rich man died. And so here, my beloved brothers and sisters, the rich man died alone and was buried, but Lazarus was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. And so that lets us know, amen, those that we mistreat, while they are down, Jesus can, will reverse the situation. And so my question to you today on Black History Month, are you going to look out for your brothers and your sisters? Are you going to try to find it in your heart to help those that really in need? Or are you going to store up your riches and let the moth eat it away? Because this life on this side is fleeting and fading away. It's like a vapor. It's not here today and gone tomorrow, but it can be here today and gone today. Are y'all with me here? I'm feeling a little better now, brother. And so now, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And so he lifted up, remember, when we started, the Bible said that he was clothed in purple. Purple is royalty. Yes. Rich folks in power and position and esteem and people with political, ecclesiastical authority, priestly duties, they wore purple. Yes. So he had it going on. But now Jesus reversed the role. He lifted up his eyes and inhaled. And he was in torment. And he said, Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
Yeah.
God let you see. When you were up, we had the opportunity to help folks.
All right, Bishop.
And we didn't help them.
Yeah.
And so now we down, so now it come back to remember us.
Yeah.
And so be careful how we live free lives.
Right.
And then here, and he cried and said, Father Abraham,
yes,
have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, 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 no. You mean to tell me I was by the gate side begging for food off your table?
Crumbs.
You had it going on. And you wouldn't help me. But now, you want me to leave my place of promise. My place of blessedness. And now you want me to come down and help you? Is this thing on? The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Am I right there? I'm not coming from my place of blessedness. Matter of fact, I can't come if I wanted to come. Because the Bible said there's a great gulf fixed between us, and I cannot go to you, and you cannot come to me. So that lets us know, y'all, it's all right to have fun on this side. It's all right to travel and do all the things you want to do. It's all right to buy houses, land, and car, pluck and plant on this side.
Come on,
amen. But we better make sure we get that thing behind this house right.
Yeah.
That soul saved. Because you only have one opportunity.
One.
And when the door of opportunity closed, it's open.
That's
it. I'm so glad that I accepted Jesus. Amen. For dying for my sins.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm glad to report to you today that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And so no matter what you say or what they say, amen, I'm all right with Jesus.
Yeah,
do I have a witness here?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And so now, look at it if you will. And I'm getting out of here. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy goods. And likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou are tormented. You better go tell your family members when you leave this service. The preacher talked about, amen, be careful how you mistreat Lazarus. Because it's a dangerous thing to mistreat children of the Most High God. Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
The contrast, and I'm closing now, between the rich man and Lazarus. Let's ride, Josh. The rich man lived, amen, for pleasure, while Lazarus lived for God. Do I have a witness here?
Yes.
The rich man died alone.